Queens. It is Friday, July 5th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can't handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to direct your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. One of our listeners created this wonderful site for which I am very grateful. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. My guest today is White Wraith. Her websites are pragmaticwitnessii.wordpress.com or whitewraith.wordpress.com. Good morning.
Good morning, Deanna. How are you?
I'm very well. And you?
I am really good. And I am so thankful to be on your show.
Well, I'm very glad that we could work this out and that you consented to be my guest. And you've done some remarkable work regarding Hollywood, which coincides with what we talked about yesterday with propaganda and what I talked about on Wednesday. So this is a very good conclusion for the week. And anyway, I am really glad that you're on the program.
I didn't see the second part. Did you get the second part?
No, I didn't.
That was part upstairs. One that I sent you earlier, and I just posted it at Pragmatic Witness 2.
Okay.
And I sent you the link.
Okay. I don't access that email upstairs. I have an office where I broadcast from, and if you could send it to comment@spingola.com during the break, that'd be great.
Okay, that's what I'll do.
All righty. And I'm sure that you also have a link to the bottom of the first part.
Well, I'll send both of them. Comment@SpingolaSpeaks.com?
No. Comment@Spingola.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me just write that down.
Oh, I can't believe you. Oh, you've just worked so
night
hard.
To research what I wanted to research.
Wait a sec.
And then write it up.
Oh, I am so sorry. Our guest yesterday said that he was up all night, and I'm beginning to feel guilty.
I've been thinking about this for months now, about what I wanted to write, and it's just like it all came out last night.
Okay, well, good. I guess being on the program today provoked you to put into words what you'd been thinking.
That's right. So you really motivated me, Deanna.
Okay, good. I don't feel so bad then.
Oh,
all righty.
Wait
a second. And what you're going to talk about today is how Hollywood conquered a superpower. And as you just mentioned, you just finished part two, and we're going to be we'll talk as much of it as you can, as we can fit into 2 hours, minus the commercial breaks. And you start right back at the beginning in 1910. And it's very interesting. You also have on your other site, let's see, you have Hollywood, a cryptic message. And you tell us about how from the age of 5 that you were just enthralled with the world of entertainment, and you were just an expert on it. You became an expert on it, and then you discovered that it was totally operated and owned by the Jews. Okay, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is White Wraith. That's WHITEWRAITH. And we have a Cracker Jack moderator in our chat room who sent me the link to your second part. He is just right on his toes. He's just great. So anyway, I also got yours.
It has an E on the end of it, okay?
Oh, it does?
White Wraith has an E on the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, I'm of European descent, so I'm white.
I don't know about your race, but
I am white.
And me too.
I'm one of the people that just kind of hangs in the background, and that's what a wraith is.
Okay.
Although a wraith is, you know, something paranormal, but they kind of just hang out in the ether in the background.
Okay.
So that's how I came up with it.
All righty. Now you have two websites: whitewraith.wordpress.com. Mm-hmm. And then Pragmatic Witness II, which is for two, pragmaticwitnessii.wordpress.com. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. So tell us how you got interested in Hollywood and what you discovered. Just take it away.
Well, you know, the television was a staple in the American household by the time I was born. I was born in 1958, so I'm currently 55. And by the time I was five, we did have a television in the living room. I was also given a little radio, so I also discovered music as well. But I just started watching television. I And I think the most vivid memories I have right now are probably of Bewitched, which was about a witch in the modern-day suburbs, and Gilligan's Island and Star Trek. So I was kind of like well-rounded, you know, including cartoons on Saturday morning.
Well, sure.
And at that time, that was the golden age of television for me. Because television actually taught you something back then.
Okay. It was more immoral. People didn't sleep together. They didn't have any sex. No violence. It was pretty benign.
Well, you know, they had some violence. But, yes, it was still morally decent for the most part. Not many movies were broadcast on television at that time. You still had to go to the theater to see movies. But I remember as a teenager or a preteen, when I was having problems at home, I basically stayed at home and didn't run away due to the influence the television had on me. And I've never forgotten that. So basically I can say that television kept me from being a runaway because I was enlightened as to what could happen to a young girl if she ran away.
Ah, okay.
You know,
so that's a good thing.
Yeah, without my parents telling me. And my parents didn't tell me a whole lot growing up. I basically had to learn it on my own.
Which probably made you the person that you are today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm tenacious at seeking information that I want, or to seek out information that I want. But I always knew that there was something wrong with the world. And I don't know how I knew that, but inside I just knew something was wrong. And I kept telling myself, one day I'm going to find out what it is. And maybe it's one of those things where I just put that thought into action. And then when I was 45 years old, all of a sudden it was revealed to me. And that was right after 9/11.
Oh, yes. That was a clarifying moment for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was my clarifying moment, too. And initially, I was brainwashed just like everybody else was, stood behind George W. Bush, you know, felt sorry for the nation and believed that these Muslim terrorists had done this to us, you know. And I began finding out through MySpace, as a matter of fact, that there was another story here. And that's how I found Daryl Bradford Smith. And then eventually I ran into you, too.
Well, good.
So I've been reading your stuff for years. And but anyway, back to television and film. You know, that's when I realized that we weren't getting the whole story. However, we were getting possible glimpses into the future because one of the most popular television shows in the 1990s was The X-Files. It was the most watched television show on television at that time. But a spinoff of that series called The Lone Gunman, 2 years before 9/11, actually had an episode that was the equivalent of what happened on 9/11, of a plane flying into the World Trade Center.
Now, I had heard about that, but I really admit I didn't watch a lot of television during the 90s. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard that reference, I just assumed, oh, okay, that's certainly something that I missed. But you
mm-hmm.
actually saw this program?
Yes, I saw. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think about that until a couple of years after 9/11. But, yes, I did see that episode, and that's when I started catching on that there were messages in television shows and in films that most people were not picking up on.
It's kind of like they want us to know what they're going to do to us because they're blatant and that's just the way they operate.
Well, think about the movie Capricorn One. Did you ever see that? About the fake moon landing?
I don't go to a lot of movies either.
Okay. Well, this was released in the early 1970s. I know it was, I think it was before 1975. But basically, that film told us that NASA's mission to the moon was a complete and total fabrication.
Mm-hmm.
Right there on film. And, you know, it was like a docudrama. Basically,
mm-hmm.
it was a documentary, but it was explaining how NASA was able to achieve this and fool the American public. And, you know, we've been reading for years now that the moon mission was a fake.
Oh, absolutely. I've had several people on my program that have explained this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, and their reasoning and their logic is sound. One of my friends, Northern Truth Seeker, who runs northerntruthseeker.blogspot.com, his name is Brian. He's from Canada. And he's written extensively on the phony moon mission.
Right.
And
I'm going to have him on my program.
Oh, good. He has the knowledge and the expertise to explain all of this. I don't. I'd have to actually go get a paper and read it, but, you know, he can explain in detail why the moon missions were fake.
Okay.
So, you know, they've been giving us messages for a long, long time now. I think about the civil rights movement and blacks in film were... you know, not very prevalent in the golden age of Hollywood, which was between the 20s and 1960, I guess. But there were a few films that were a little enlightening on what might eventually happen. And then again, here we go. In the 1960s, we went through the civil rights movement, and we went through, you know, women basically...
Right, we had the women's movement, which led to
and the independence abortion that they
rights.
Wanted. Mm-hmm. Basically, they destroyed the family when they did that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I named a few things in my article. Independence Day was, I guess, probably the first time I had ever realized the Jewishness of Hollywood. And it was a stark reminder that these people hate us. I mean, I never did necessarily think about Jews one way or the other. You know, mm-hmm. I never ran into them. I never had anything to do with them. But how they impacted my life was all over the place.
Right.
But I'll never forget that film when Judd Hirsch, who was the star of Taxi back in the 1970s, said to this character, "Nobody's perfect," when he indicated that he was not Jewish. And he wanted to join their prayer group.
Hmm.
You know, right in that film, well, nobody's perfect. So what is he telling us? He's telling us that they are perfect and everyone else is not.
Right. Right. I guess Hollywood and television is the implementation of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion to get us all trained so that we will accept whatever they happen to want to do to us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, what they have planned is worse than the Soviet Union under communism.
Oh, absolutely.
If you think that the Soviet Union was bad, like they say down here in the South, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Right. And of course, they do it in a different way. Instead of starving the people like as they did the farmers in the Ukraine, they just come in and buy up all the land and do corporate farming, and it accomplishes the same thing. They take control of the food. Alrighty, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is White Wraith with an E at the end. Her websites are Pragmatic Witness, II, which means two, .wordpress.com. Again, Pragmatic Witness, II, .wordpress.com, and White Wraith, .wordpress.com. Our guest from yesterday, 30-06, says, "Life is tough, Pilgrim, and it's a lot tougher if you're stupid."
Boy, that's the truth.
Indeed.
My mom used to say that ignorance can be cured, but stupid is forever.
Oh, how true. How true.
And then I heard, let me see if I can get this right, from a British professor on a documentary the other day that I was watching, she said, she was talking about irony, and I should have written it down. I'm sorry. I can't think
of it. Oh, you'll think of it later.
If I think of it, I'll definitely tell you. But, I mean, it was really good what she said. It's not what you would think it would be. Goodness, I wish I could remember that. But anyway, I'll try to remember it later.
Okay.
Did you get to the second part of the essay?
No. No.
Okay.
I've been just kind of scanning. Why don't you begin at the beginning and tell us some of the people that started back in 1910, and it was a very interesting time period to start because of what was going on in the rest of the world, And, and of course, all of these people, these Hollywood directors and Hollywood moguls, a lot of them came into the country, beginning in 1880 and from 1880 on. And they came here, I think, with a definite purpose. And, you mentioned some of the early Hollywood actresses and actors. And, so anyway, just give us a rundown on old Hollywood and who started it and what their intentions were, or what you think they were.
Well, I know that they wanted to get out of Europe because they knew that trouble was coming into Europe. This was pre-World War One.
They knew it was coming because they're the ones that kind of promoted it.
Right, and they're the ones that actually caused it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they were ready to get out. So as many people as possible.
Yeah, let's start a bunch of trouble, but let's get the heck out of town before it all falls on us.
Well, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they create the problem, and then they either go hide or they run away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm trying to get to one of the sources that I used. I'll just have it in front of me.
And again, people who want to read this article, it's pragmaticwitnessii.wordpress.com, and there's a part one and a part two. And you also talk about Hollywood at your other website, whiterace.wordpress.com. Okay.
Okay, they talk about, I'm looking at Wikipedia right now. And, of course, the United States has the oldest film industry. And it was began actually in 1894 when Thomas Edison released the kinetoscope. And then, some of the early people. I mean, like, one of the Jewish moguls was Louis B. Mayer, and I mentioned him in my article. There was Samuel Goldwyn, William Fox, Carl Lemme, if I pronounced that correctly, and the Warner Brothers, Harry, Albert, Samuel, and Jack. And Jack Warner was probably the most popular head of Warner Brothers Studios. And then, you got the famous directors like Ernst Lubitsch, Alfred Hitchcock, Fritz Lang, Jean Renoir, and then actors Rudolph Valentino, Marlena Dietrich, Ronald Coleman, and Charles Boyer. But then again, you've got also the actresses like Ingrid Bergman. You know, that's openly Jewish. I don't think she changed her name. And then Greta Garbo. I can't find out whether or not she was Jewish, but she also changed her name. Louis B. Mayer changed his name. Most of these Jews coming into Hollywood changed their names right when they got there. And they did that basically to cover up who they were and where they had come from, because they were trying to hide what their faith was. And then they also wanted a more amiable European-sounding name, you know, that would be familiar to people when they heard it.
Right. Like Hedy Lamarr, who was Jewish. Her name was Hedwig Kiesler.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one of the first people. She was a young Austrian, and she took off her clothes in 1933 for a movie and ran through the woods naked and swam in a lake naked. And, I don't want to say what she did, but it was different. All righty. Well, we're going to go to a three-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is White Wraith with an E, and her websites are whitewraith.wordpress.com and pragmaticwitnessii.wordpress.com. All righty, we were talking about Hedy Lamarr, who was Jewish, and who actually made quite a big contribution, technically, to this country.
Mm-hmm.
But she was quite brilliant, she was quite brilliant.
I'm not familiar with anything else, you know, that she might have done in her personal life. I do know that she was extremely popular in Hollywood. All of her movies, as far as I know, were huge hits once they were released. But I also know that she died a very terrible death. And she died penniless, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She died penniless, and most of her fortune was gone.
Mm-hmm. What happened to it?
Well, it had been mishandled, like a lot of fortunes in early Hollywood. You know, they were mishandled.
By her bookkeeper or her accountant or her counselor, which, of course, was Jewish?
Well, yeah, one of the people that took care of her. You know, and, of course, they don't mind scamming each other.
Right.
As long as they get what they want.
Right.
But, she died in abject poverty.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. I guess that's what happens when you hang around with with the kind of people she hung around with.
Right. Well, I had read a long time ago that people like David Niven and Errol Flynn, who were you know, two of the biggest stars of classic Hollywood, basically lived a very licentious lifestyle. And Errol Flynn was even, believe it or not, a trader in human trafficking through Australia. Right before he came to Hollywood, he was actually trafficking slaves in the early 20th century.
Mm-hmm. Well, so was Herbert Hoover. But, yes, that's
well,
the kind of thing that they do. Huh?
I had not heard of that.
Yes. Mm. Yep. He sold a bunch of 200,000 Chinese workers to an African mining company. And he made a lot of money on that. He was a real scoundrel.
Ooh. Yeah, definitely. But these people were, you know, on film, you know, they played basically moral, decent characters. But in their personal lives, they were anything but.
Right. Well,
now,
yes.
This is the majority of them. And David Niven and Errol Flynn were both alcoholics. And then, of course, you've got some of the writers like Tennessee Williams and what was the other famous writer?
Hemingway?
Yeah, Hemingway. Uh-huh. What was his first name?
Mister. what
yeah.
was it?
Ernest. Yeah. Well, Ernest Hemingway was a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Tennessee Williams was an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could compare those early Hollywood. Well, let's say, I wonder if you could compare Hollywood actors and actresses to politicians. They have something in their life that they don't want the public to know, and so that is how the tribe, the Jews, control these people. Say, oh well, if you don't do this, we're going to out you. We're going to destroy your career. We're going to tell everybody what kind of person you really are. And so they can control those people and get them to make the movies that they want and get them to do whatever they want. And certainly they're looking for people that they can, disreputable people, scoundrels, so that they can use them because they do have that control over them.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, I don't know that some of the child actresses had anything like that going on. Probably
no.
not.
No.
I'm thinking specifically about Judy Garland. And her family was in theater. And, you know, she came to Hollywood at a very early age, even before she did The Wizard of Oz. And but due to the studio system, it was basically like buying people. You know, once you were part of the studio system, you couldn't get out. It was almost like being caught in a prostitution ring. And, yes, these Jewish moguls could force you to do any films that they wanted you to do. You had no freedom to make your own choices at all.
Right.
You were basically assigned what you were supposed to do, and you did it, no questions asked. And if you made way, you were basically fired, kicked out.
And, of course, we've all heard about the director's couch.
Oh, yes. And that did happen. Marilyn Monroe. Especially, you know, disclosed that she was a victim of that.
Right. But she's pretty pretty verbal about it. Pretty.
Well, they basically passed her around.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Which is just disgusting when you
yes.
think about it.
Yeah. In her own words, I mean, she's pretty blatant about what she had to do.
Even though I was fascinated by Hollywood and the actors and everything when I was a child, you know, once I finally came of age and started understanding life, I thought, boy, I sure am glad I didn't have any talent.
Right.
And I wasn't beautiful, so, you know, I wouldn't have gone anyway, but that something like that would have scared me to death.
Well, a friend of my father's offered to offered to connect me to somebody locally that would help me to learn acting, with the idea that person would would help me to become an actress. And my parents just had a fit. And they said, don't you know what these people have to do? And so I learned early on that there was some sort of that the Hollywood scene was really pretty disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you think about it, think about how actors were perceived 500 years ago during the age of Shakespeare. Except for Shakespeare and his company of players, actors were on the same level as prostitutes or, people that lived in poverty. They had no respect. They were shunned by society. But yet now we live in a day and age where actors are like the gladiators of ancient Rome. They're revered. They're put up on pedestals. And you have to ask yourself, why are we putting these people on pedestals? What do they have to offer us that would be of any use in our everyday lives? And the answer is nothing.
Well, kind of like sports figures.
Yeah, the sports figures are the same way. Actually, sports is even worse than actors. They have turned these sports people into gods.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I perceive it. They have turned
sure.
them into cultural gods. And it's... Now, that is really disgusting. You're going to revere somebody because they can throw a basketball or they can pick a football. Or they can lob a tennis ball. I mean, come on. But then, the protocols indicate that.
Right.
When I started reading the protocols again, I thought, well, here we go. You know, they're detailing it in black and white exactly what they are doing.
Right.
I mean, it's a blueprint for what has happened to us in the last 110 years.
And they've always controlled all of those activities. Mm-hmm. When you find out who started horse racing and who owned the tracks and all of that, you will find out that it was they were Jewish owned, and it was for the purpose of distracting the American population,
mm-hmm.
as well and as make money. They're making money on in that destruction.
So you combine that now. With the loss of nutrients in our foods, fluoridated water, chemtrails from the sky that are now inundating us, the very air that we breathe, and combine that with the effects of television, and, basically puts your brain into the alpha state, and it shuts you down. That's what it does within the first few minutes that you're watching it. You're in an alpha state, and you're basically hypnotized.
Right, and it has something to do with the frequency at which you see the images. And now with high definition, who knows what it's doing to our brain.
Right, and I don't like high definition. As a matter of fact, I won't buy a new television set. I don't want this plasma screen or high definition or any of that, I feel like what I have is damaging enough, and I certainly don't want a new television set with that current technology. I just don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet my friends are watching it. So I have to wonder, how it's affecting them, and of course I won't know for years how it's affecting them.
Right. Does your family support your views, or are they looking at you?
My daughter does. My daughter mm-hmm. recently. To the truth last year, and she is 31, and because of her two boys, she is very vigilant about what is happening in the country, and now she has determined that they are not going to get any more vaccinations, and my grandsons are soon to be 5 and 3, and between the two of them, they've had more vaccinations than my brother, myself, or my daughter put together in our entire lives. Between those two little boys.
Oh, that's sad.
It is sad. But, of course, when they were born, I could not convince her, even then, that she had the freedom of will to change this. And, of course, every American has the freedom to change this right now. because it's not on the books as a law. You have to opt out in order to keep vaccinations away from your children. But, of course, this is another one of those basically non-laws that they promote.
Sure.
They promote the truth when, you know, it's just like the income tax law. There's no truth to the income tax law.
Right. You know, like it's willing, that, you know, if you're willing to do law. It.
Right. But, you know, look at what happens. Now, you know, these poor people are rotting in prison and possibly being tortured or starved to death, which is torture anyway. You know, basically, I mean, like my mom used to say, you know, for a hardened criminal, you know, they lock you up and they throw the key away. Well, that's exactly what they've done to these people.
Sure.
And there's nothing that we can do to help them. You know,
or for a serial killer, they give them 20 years. But if you talk about the U.S. government, like our guest from the, this week, Edgar Steele, he got 50
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm. You actually had Edgar Steele on your show?
No, I had his wife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
I've never actually spoke to Edgar Steele. I used to get his nickel rant on a regular basis and thought very highly of what he was doing and saying. And I have his book, and I think he's a remarkable person. And I have had his wife and his former attorney, or her former attorney, Wes Hoyt, on the program. And this was when everything first happened, at the end of 2010 and into 2011. And then she was back on the program. And she has a video now that I watched yesterday. And it's very good. I hope that that video will shed some light on exactly what they've done to him.
Well, I'll be sure to put it on my website.
Oh, please do.
I used to respond with Mr. Steele quite often when he was still free. And when that happened to him, that shook me to the core. I thought, if they can, trap an attorney, a well-to-do attorney, into something like this, you know, then, you know, look at what they can just do to little people like me.
Sure.
You know,
and
that's have a straight bullet and a drive-by shooting, you know, just kill me. And, you know, that's just blamed on the neighborhood or whatever.
Sure.
But, you know,
but that's really why they do that.
They set this up to, you know, inculcate Mr. Steele in this horrific, you know, conspiracy that's not even true.
Sure, but that's why they do that. They take a high-profile person like Edgar Steele, and they do that to him, and it has the function of making a lot of the rest of us shut our mouths.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Except some of us haven't.
Right, I haven't, and, you know, like I told you in one of the emails that I sent you yesterday or day before, you know, I feel like, you know, it could possibly be the reason why I can't find employment.
Right.
Even though I tried to keep my real name out of any of this and keep it from the internet, you know, unfortunately it's been leaked out. And so I'm really gun-shy now about even using my real first name.
Sure, sure. I have a question for you from email, from Nancy.
Okay.
What does the guest know about celebrities being made to indulge in orgies with sports teams like the LA Dodgers?
A revolutionary omega-3 formula for two times better joint health.
Oh, okay. I would have to hear that again. I'm hearing something else in the background.
Okay. Do you know? No, not quite.
Oh, okay.
You've got about a minute. Do you know anything about Hollywood celebrities being compelled to indulge in orgies with members of sports teams like the L.A. Dodgers?
No, I haven't heard anything about that.
I mean, it sounds like a something that could happen.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
No.
I wouldn't bat an eyelash if, you know, that were found out to be true.
Sure.
You know, I've read about some pretty horrific things, you know, just happening in the political arena. So, you know, that could possibly be true. You know, I'd have to find out, you know, where she came across that, you know, what the source was.
Well, I think that there's a comparison, a similarity, in that a lot of drunk politicians may be compelled to engage in illicit sexual affairs, sexual acts with children, and then have photos made so that those photos can be used to compel the politicians to vote a particular way or to do a certain thing.
Well, from what I understand, and
Are going to a break. I'm sorry. Okay. We are going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is White Race with an E at the end. Her websites are Pragmatic Witness, II, which stands for two, .wordpress.com, and whiterace.wordpress.com. All righty, we were talking about, that question that Nancy asked. And
going to say that from what I understand, during the George W. Bush administration, that's exactly what was going on.
Right.
I read about parties that, were taking place at the White House.
Right, and that also happened during the Reagan administration.
Of course, I wasn't following it during Reagan's time, or during HW's time, or Clinton's time.
Right.
But by the time 9/11 happened, and I started really getting into finding out what was going on in this country, you know, I came across some really despicable things that I had to read about.
I found it very difficult to read about those things, and such as the things in the Franklin cover-up book, and I mean, it's
right,
just...
Right, I said all about that, and did you know that mostly all of those young children or teenagers are all dead now? They killed them all.
Well, that's, I wouldn't be surprised. And we've all heard of the Clinton murder list, of the Clinton list. I think there's probably 100 people that died who were directly or even indirectly associated with the Clintons. And, you have to wonder, you know. I mean, they don't stop at murder.
No, they don't. But there is a lot of evil going on in this country. And I think that's one of the reasons why Hollywood has gone the way it has as far as delving into satanic stories, the paranormal, you know, like, and then exorcism, you know, through the Catholic Church. I think they're preparing us for something that's about to happen. Because of, you know, just the movies that they're putting out here lately. And then, the past couple of years on television, we have more paranormal shows on television now than ever during its entire history.
I understand there's a lot of vampire shows and that kind of thing. And that's probably designed to make us think that that people really, really aren't living creatures. That they're, you know, they can be. I guess it's designed to make us feel that life is very cheap, and I think that's where you get all the violence. Also, that it's okay to go ahead and kill a bunch of people if they disagree with you or if they're not the same kind of people that you are. To just go ahead and get rid of them.
But they're also saying, too, that, you know, they're changing our perception of what these creatures are.
Sure.
You know, whether it's witches or vampires or ghosts or whatever, you know,
right.
that they're benign.
We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after station ID and a word from our sponsor. Be right back.
Would you?